We lost lasagna. We lost Ivy. And apparently none of us can wear bracelets anymore. What has the world come to?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love any new listeners of the show who are like, lasagna?
Did we not pick a song?
Well,
I guess we forgot.
We're just doing our own. Yeah. We're doing our
Roxy,
own.
Roxy, sing.
Okay, what do you want from me?
Do what you made me do last week.
Lost this love and feeling. I don't know. That's what I thought of because tonight we are talking about season 5, episode 9. We have not long to love. So I was singing a song about love here on the Originals After Show at AfterBuzz TV. I'm Roxy Stryer alongside Sam Davidson.
Hello, guys.
Tiana Hobson, your very own chat mistress.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, Roxy, the whole, like, lasagna's dead thing is still making me laugh.
Well, okay, how amazing is this, though? Sam D and I were talking before the show about, thanks, Marissa, about lasagna and how this whole season has been about dinner.
Yeah.
And lasagna was straight up eaten for dinner. For anybody who is new to the show, when we talk about lasagna, which is the only name we refer to her by, we are talking about Licinia. That's the only time I will say her name because I'm going to keep on pretending.
It's just
Licinia. Oh. I even butchered
Licinia.
I did know someone once named Licinia, and so I understand why I would say that, too. I don't know. I just call her lasagna every time.
I'm sorry. What is her name?
Lucina.
Oh, you guys, I just thought of a really not very tasteful joke, but I mean, she was put in the oven. You know, they needed to bake the lasagna.
Ooh,
so, I apologize for my co-host right now, everybody. I apologize
the deal.
For them.
We're allowed to say it as Jews. We've already talked yes, about that. Oh, true. Gosh, we are off to a strange start on this show tonight. But the reason for that is because it was kind of a strange episode. I have a lot of mixed feelings that I know we will break down because we're going to talk about our girl Hope. We are on opposite sides of the fence about her, so I can't wait to debate where we stand on Hope. We're going to talk about Freelin, and I might even bring back some old school Roxy Freelin rhymes, dropping that beat. And of course, we're going to get to our fiercest moment of the week, start thinking about what yours are now. That is, of course, the moment that is fiercest of the week, as in the fiercest moment. Pretty self-explanatory. Write your thoughts in the comments below. Sam, let me know, what did you think about this episode?
It's my least favorite episode of the season.
Ooh, because you're like a scorned lover?
I do. I feel a little bit tossed around and I just...
But not in a good way.
No, it's yeah. I mean, it could be good on this show.
Yeah,
they're
sometimes
very
you get
strong
tossed.
And fast.
Yeah.
It's nice. But no, I thought it was sad and I wasn't sure what deaths are qualifying as these like big, big deaths.
Yeah. Okay, T, what are you thinking?
I just kind of felt meh. It was just... After last week's episode, I know you. Last week was so intense and so much happened, so you kind of have to give us a second to breathe. This episode was just kind of filler-ish.
Wow, I don't feel like I got to breathe at all. I feel like there was no breathing being done for me. I feel actually a little bit underwater in this episode.
I was bored. I had to like rewind because I wasn't paying attention. Oh, what happened? Because I kept just zoning off.
What were you guys watching? Holy, we got an engagement. We got two semi-major deaths, if we want to call them major. Lasagna got baked. We talked about it already. All right.
I mean, the chat seems to agree with Sam and I. They're over here talking about how they didn't really love this episode either.
Always leaning on the chat as your BFF. So everybody talking to Tiana in the chat is here on YouTube joining us live. We won't be here for the next 2 weeks because we got a little bit of a random hiatus going on. But then we're coming back 4 episodes strong if you want to talk to us on YouTube. But let's start by breaking down Hope because she is a huge part of this episode. I think they're really trying to gear us up towards legacies by making us all fall for Hope in some kind of way. Whether you hate her or you love her, or you just feel really bad for her. They're really pushing Hope on us right now. Every time that Hope is mad at somebody, I feel like she is the classic teen misdirecting her anger. You kidnapped your mom and you knocked your father out. Girl, please.
Okay, the knock your father out thing, I wasn't that upset about that.
She blows powder in his face. She almost rips her uncle to shreds. And she kidnapped her own mom. In what world is this girl innocent?
But
she's a
child. She also has, the thing in her. She has the full effect.
The hollow
is fully inside of her. Mind you, these adults were acting out and couldn't really keep their ish together when they just had a piece of it. She's got the full hollow inside of her. So, and did everyone knows we've been tough on Hope this whole season. I'm giving her a pass right now.
Excuse me. Did she have the hollow in her when she kidnapped her mom?
No, but...
Thank you. That's rude. It's rude to kidnap your mother.
But we are now here. We aren't thinking about the past. We're here.
I can't move forward because every time she's like, Elijah, you did this. I'm like... Girl, you did this.
But y'all was saying Elijah was guilty too when I was over here saying no, Elijah didn't know who he was when he did all that. He is
guilty too. They're both guilty, and that's why they should love each other because it's like, oh, you kind of killed my mom. I kind of killed my mom. Now we can just relate on this.
No.
I don't want to see that therapy session.
No, I don't either. I'm still mad at Elijah. I don't really think I'll get over it.
Yeah, I feel that. What did you guys think about Hope and the way that the hollow was presenting itself to her through the voices this episode and us trying to put that bracelet on her? Was that scary to you? Were you guys like, it's just a couple voices, deal with it?
I mean, as a viewer, I was just kind of annoyed. I didn't like the storyline last season. I was excited when I thought it wasn't going to continue. So I just don't like the hollow storyline that much. It doesn't make that much sense to me. Again, I mean, they've been, for years, they've been trying to separate so it wasn't inside of Hope. Then all of a sudden, next thing you know, oh, but no, it's just inside of Hope.
T, what did you think about the bracelet situation? I know that T wasn't paying attention, so I tried to give her a little more when I said bracelet, but she still doesn't know. So what I'm talking about now, for all of you at home who clearly missed it, a.k.a. you guys all had it, but Tiana was paying attention to the chat because she loves you guys more, when Hope puts on the bracelet to try to subside all of the voices, but then she actually gets burnt by it, what was going on there? Like, why did this bracelet now burn her? Did I miss something?
I felt like the hollow was just too strong inside of her now. That when she was younger, the bracelet helped because we did see that bracelet on young Hope. I think that now that it's fully inside of her and it's developed and she's developed, I think it's just too strong and powerful, and it's just a sign of how it's taking over her without her being willing to admit to her father.
One of my favorite parts of that, though, is the fact that she does kind of come clean to him and he's like, oh, child, you've got issues and there are anger issues. That's how you stop the voices. You have the best dad in the world. Could this be the start of something really bad?
Yeah, I'm like, that's not a good response, Klaus.
Like, daddy, no.
No, what are you going to do? Take her on a murder rampage, like, all across the world? I mean, are they going to purposely find bad people, maybe? I don't know.
Hey, father-daughter bonding is to each their own.
But if he doesn't have time to complete this lesson, a.k.a. we kill him off before we start legacies, she's going to hear in her head her mom saying, no, you don't want to take away your wolf side, and her dad saying, it's okay to take out your anger. And she's going to be a full-blown wolfy, vampy, witchy killer. And that's what we're going to end up with. Because if you can't complete your lesson, you're just leaving your daughter with half of a cake. Well, it's like if you put in the sugar and the flour and the egg and then you're like, let's bake this.
I mean, I think that what just ultimately needs to happen is we have to find the way to fully destroy the hollow so that Hope goes back to being a semi-normal teenager.
Who could do that? It would have to be Hope and Freya?
Bonnie Bennett? I don't know.
I mean, now that Ivy's out, we're screwed. Wait, but there's...
I hadn't even thought about that, though. Is there any chance we get any TVD support?
And for the finale, I mean, that would be pretty exciting.
I don't know, though.
Like, if you want that, or...
Well, because, I mean, I could be wrong. I can't remember. Have we had Bonnie show up on the originals?
No.
Then I don't think she would show up in the finale. Because there's not a connection.
People would be so confused.
Yeah, people would be so confused. So I think that anyone who's coming from TVD over has to have already been introduced
to this world. But what if we just connect to the, what was the Bennett?
The Bennett, yeah, the Bennett witches.
What if we just connect to a ton of witches? And so we've got Grams, and we've got Bonnie, and we've got just all of these past witches we've seen on the two shows, and you don't really need to know who they are to understand what's going on.
They do that to us all the time. Reach.
Really?
I feel like for the final season, if you're going to go out to some witches for additional help, it's going to be someone that we've already met. They're not going to introduce a new coven of witches because people, where do they come from?
Where's Kai?
We just lost a coven of witches. So clearly we need some extra witchy help, but I don't think it'll come in the form of someone who hasn't been introduced to this audience yet.
Okay.
As much as I would love to see Bonnie Bennett
around.
Yeah,
don't act like you wouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, hello,
so
I would love.
So Tiana, super negative and dream crusher, got it.
I just can't.
Sam and I got really excited about something, and Tiana just wanted to snuff it out. It's totally fine.
I think
it's
in my brain. Anything is possible. Anything is possible, you guys.
I agree. You guys let us know. Would you want to at home see Bonnie Bennett or any of our previous TVD witches? RIT, you're doing the dance. You either have to pee or you've got something to say.
No, I did that before the show.
Good job.
Glow Loves Jomo just said, maybe the twins can siphon the hollow out of hope. That's the kind of
Caroline's twins.
Extra supporting characters that you bring in, people who we've already known.
We don't really know them.
I mean, we don't know them, but they're also going to be connected to legacies next season.
And
so
we know
it
Caroline
makes more
and
sense.
Alaric on this show,
yes.
So we know them a little
bit. It makes
bit.
More sense for Hope to get help from someone at school than it does to bring in a Vampire Diaries character.
Okay.
So I like that.
I like your thinking, Glow.
Glow Loves Jomo.
Glow Loves
as in
Jomo.
Joseph Moore. Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh!
Then maybe her uncle Kai can somehow pop out of... No.
He's too busy being a good guy on Supergirl.
No, he's not coming back.
Oh
no?
My gosh, guys, I haven't...
Yes, he is. Jeremy Jordan isn't. Kai is. Mm. Gosh, you're killing me.
Sorry.
Well, whatever. We can talk about it all because it's all in the CW family. So
yes.
It's totally fine. And it's actually really great because we have to keep you guys in the know. And another thing we want to keep you in the know about, Sam...
So, AfterBuzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure that you will love. Since you're already tuning into the sci-fi, fantasy, and superheroes channel,
woohoo!
You might also be interested in the Supergirl after show, the 100 after show, the Krypton after show. The lists go on and on. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. There are options. It's easy. Hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did it in the comments, we will give you guys a shout out live on the air during our Originals After Show. Thank you for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you.
So you can let us know that in the YouTube comments or on iTunes because we really do love hearing that. Are you guys on any other after shows right now that you're doing currently or any other shows on our networks?
Yeah, I'm doing 13 Reasons Why.
Love it.
And we do a TV pilot review on Wednesday nights where we talk about new shows every week.
That's awesome. T?
I'm 1,000% committed to the Originals right now.
Ooh, was that a low blow at Sam?
No, I was just saying that was my creative way of saying I'm not doing any other shows at the moment.
We got to get you on something else. I'm also on our sister network, Popcorn Talks DC Movie News, in case you are a superhero fan and you want to check that one out. So, like Sam said, definitely subscribe. And now, in the tone of keeping you in the know, let's talk about who was not in the know this episode. And that is our dear, dear Declan. We have tossed this man around like a rag doll this season. We did not know who he was or care about him at all in previous seasons, and now all of a sudden, he is the one who has my heart the most. Oh, my poor thing. I can't even imagine. You find out the woman you're going to propose to is dead via voicemail? Why? Why did anybody think this was okay?
At least it wasn't a text. I mean, they tried to call.
Not their fault he didn't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, last...
I can't handle you guys.
It is a terrible way to find out, but last week we saw at the funeral when Hope turns to her aunt, where's Declan? Oh, crap, I forgot to tell him that any of this was even going down.
So then she forgets to call and then does call after the funeral and then leaves a voice message?
Yeah, but at least he didn't have to wait till he came back to find out.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little mad at Haley. I think Haley had no business finding some dinner, you know, some human, and putting him in danger's way like this. I don't really understand how their relationship worked at all. How does that make sense for 7 years?
Remember when Elijah turns to Declan and says, "Trust me, I know how much she cared about you"?
Yeah.
That's a lie. She clearly didn't. Like, I really think this was a fling for her.
You don't think she cared? Because it's been so long he was involved in Hope's life. I think there was part of her that really did care about him. She just also had a hard time letting go of a very special love in her life.
I think it was such a fling. She didn't tell him that she was a wolf. She didn't let him in about her daughter. She didn't ever show even a picture of Elijah. Can vampires be in photographs? Yes, right?
I think that's an old... Yeah, that's not pertaining to this show.
Yeah, that's... I get confused with all of my vampire knowledge. Actually. She didn't say any of this stuff, meaning she lied to him about her existence completely, which must mean that she lied to him about her family and also about how crazy it is that Hope even exists, considering she slept with a vampire and was able to have a child. All of these lies... And remember, the last time we saw them together, she was like, "Yeah, by the way, I don't want to be together." So...
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, she just was like, not that into him. He was like, "You've got to tell me what's going on." She was like, "I just don't care that much."
I think she probably was trying to push him away, which she should have done from the beginning, because no matter what, if he's just a regular human, his life will be ruined by you. Like, there's no other
and
way out of this.
And it was.
Yeah.
And it was. Fling. 7 year fling. That's called getting it in. And that is what she needed. She missed Elijah and she needed to be satisfied. And so she picked one person she felt comfortable with.
So I'm just confused on where we're going with this.
What do you mean?
I'm just confused. So if it was a fling, are we saying we're mad at Haley for making it a fling?
Yes.
Or. I just lost track of what we were saying.
All I'm saying is when Elijah says to Declan, "I know how much she loved you," that's a lie.
But I feel that in Hope's reaction to everything and in talking to him, I think Elijah just kind of knows that Haley was the kind of person who wouldn't waste her time being around you if she didn't care. Because if she didn't care, she could have gone from man to man, but she stuck with the same one.
Why? Because of convenience. 100%. Why did Elijah decide to tell Declan and then decide to wipe his memory? Why would he even tell him in the first place?
Did he wipe his memory, though?
So, okay, I have some crazy theory, like normal, but you know sometimes they're right. I do not...
Which time?
I have it down in a journal somewhere. I don't know.
2013.
Yes, probably.
January 9th. You're like Elena. Dear diary.
Yep. Dear Elena, I'm right, always. So I think that Declan, the whole storyline just doesn't necessarily add up to me. I do not understand why they would bring in a character like Declan for so little of a purpose, for us to just see some guy get hurt. I think his connection to Cammy somehow is going to become relevant again. I don't really know if his memory has been swiped. I want him to like be evil somehow, or I don't know. I just hope there's more to the story, because it's a big missed opportunity, I think, if there's not.
I feel like, didn't someone try to compel him before and it didn't work? I feel like he's on Vervain.
Vervain based on the way that they shot this with the eyeballs.
Okay, so I have a theory from Cabrini Ikea.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah.
I can tell you got that one right.
Ikea. That's probably how you say it.
Yep, that was better.
That says, Declan is the witch who's helping Emmett. Don't feel sorry for him.
Oh!
Mic drop, right?
That's what I'm saying, though. She's not the only one lying. Although, it would be kind of crazy if Cammy had a witch... Did we say cousin or brother?
Cousin.
If Cammy had a witch cousin and she still was so unaware... Because, all right, Cammy's uncle was Father Kiernan...
That was her... was
So this Kiernan's
right.
son?
That this must be Kiernan's son, right?
Or did Kiernan have
Who's
other...
Who's played by Todd Stashwick, who is co-writing Suicide Squad 2 and announced that on DC Movie News last week. Just
Ooh.
Saying.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. But that... So that... Either she has multiple uncles or an aunt, or that's his dad, who was very aware of everything going on in the witchy world. So I feel like we would have to know... You don't just become a witch.
Well, then why is he Irish?
Well,
what do you mean?
Well, because,
he has an accent.
They said their family was from there.
But the father, whatever his name, he wasn't Irish.
Maybe his mom was, or he moved to Ireland at a young age, or they're multiple siblings.
Or it's a fake accent.
Or for 7 years he's been faking it, which
happens.
People can do.
Yeah.
In bed and otherwise.
I'm liking this theory.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a witch, but maybe he is somehow involved with, you know, those purist people. Mm-hmm. Or
maybe.
I mean, there's definitely more to his story. And I think as soon as we found out that he's related to Cammy, we knew that there was going to be some sort of twist about his story.
Yes. And I need somebody to be mad at other than an original or Hope. Like, give me an enemy right now, because Emmett, I can't just make him my only enemy.
I've got too much anger. To like his vampire frat house.
Yeah.
He
is fratty AF.
Yeah.
That's fratty so AF. True. That's true. So freaking true about him. So Hope breaks up the Elijah Declan party when she comes in and decides to, you know, go Hope Wild on him.
And Hope Wild, and the spring break.
And like Sam said, exorcism him to death? Like, what was...
Well, because Roxy, you know, she goes, I don't know exactly when I saw him be attacked. And I was like, it didn't even look like him. His body was like just completely... Yeah. It looked like some ghost was taking his limbs and just like stretching them.
It's not a nice way to treat your uncle. Even if he did help kill your mom... It's a little complicated, I guess.
Yeah.
I think she probably was just like, ugh, and, you know, she doesn't even know what she's doing anymore.
This is another thing. It's so funny how sometimes Hope can snap her wrist and somebody does that, and sometimes you have to blow powder in somebody's face.
Powder's new.
Yeah, powder was a new one. And also what's new is this whole season of projections. We're projecting everybody everywhere all season. Like, I know we're going to get to this, but Vincent's whole group of Nightwalkers behind them.
It's turning into an episode of Black Mirror, quite honestly.
Yeah, I love that show.
I know what she did to him. And I know I bring up Harry Potter a lot on this show.
Who did to who?
What Hope did to Elijah.
What do you got?
It was Septum Sempra.
All right.
It was the spell from Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince that Harry does on Draco, that he doesn't know what's happening, and then Draco starts like lashing, he gets all these like weird things, and Snape has to come in and cure him because Snape's the one who created the curse.
Oh.
Anyone else? Bueller.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just what
I know what you're talking about, too.
Thank you, Marissa and the Boof.
Marissa and the Boof with the Harry Potter expertise. I know what you're talking about. I am just curious why you feel...
That's just what it reminded me of, because you don't see anything actually happening to him, but you see his body convulsing and getting lacerations, and that's exactly kind of what happened to Draco in that moment.
I'm not quite...
Here's a picture.
Oh, thanks, Marissa. What do we got? Let's blow it up.
I think there's a lot more blood.
But. Yeah, that's really bloody, really gory.
Yeah.
I don't know if CW lets that fly.
I mean, but yeah, it was their PG version.
We've had some bloody stuff on the show, actually. Yeah. The show's pretty dark. And sometimes it's light, and we got to witness a little bit of that light tonight with Freelin.
Yeah.
Feelin. Keelin.
This is what she was
Wheelin. Dealing, stealing.
Oh, God.
Mealing.
Make it stop.
Because you eat meals for dinner, so it's like you're mealing, like dinner, mealing time. Like
make it stop.
Peeling.
Sheelin.
Don't help her.
For anybody who is a new fan, it is a throwback Thursday right now, as I don't know why it originally started. But
because you're Roxy Stryer.
One day I just started rhyming everything with Freelin, and it never really left my soul. So that was a little taste of that, which is not as important as the fact as they engaged.
Yes.
I cried.
She liked it, so she put a ring on it.
Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So anybody in the world who is upset about this engagement needs to just, like, go crawl under a rock. We've been waiting for it so long. I just feel like it was stuck in the middle of the episode, so I feel like it didn't quite get the excitement on the internet that I was hoping for.
Their wedding will, though, hopefully.
Yeah.
The moment kind of slid under a lot of other things, and I wish they had a more dedicated moment or episode or just...
It kind of feels like Lasagna stole their thunder.
Yeah, because it was like, oh, we're going to get engaged because, like, you almost died.
Yeah.
And I now realize that... I mean, she's had it and they were broken up and I get it. Things happen and then you're like, hey, life is too short. I want to freaking do this right now because I've been holding off on it and there's never a right moment. I understand all of that. I just wish their moment could have been a little bit bigger.
Is this going to make Freya put Keelan first now, though?
Well, because she is part of the family now.
That is true.
Haley got put in there.
But what that means is now Keelan needs to stay home and help take care of the rest of them?
Well, here's my question. You know, she goes, I don't want us to be projecting to each other. I don't want us, you know, you to be on the other side of the world. But what is getting married really going to change?
That's what I'm asking.
So she's just going to, one of them is going to give up their life.
Keelan needs to put her foot down and say, Freya, we need to put each other first, period. And that's what has to happen here, like Cole and Davina. It's the only way. And eventually Marcel and Rebecca, they're going to have to do it. Because we can't just keep letting Keelan get walked all over because Freya doesn't want to leave and only can put her family first. If you're engaging, if you're proposing to somebody, it's you saying, I'm putting you first.
You're engaging.
Yeah.
If you're engaging, Freeland, Stealing, Mealing.
Okay, I'm going to cut that off. I have some thoughts from the chat about this.
About the rhyming?
No, definitely not that. No one said anything about your rhyming.
That's not true and I know it. I know you're not telling me the truth.
This is all about the engagement. Broke Black Man 94 says, Freya and Keelan wedding ain't gonna end well. Every time someone marries in this universe, one of the parties dies. And Archie says, weddings doesn't end up well. Freeland will end up dying to save Freya.
Wait.
Keelan
will end up
dying to save Freya.
Oh, it says Freeland. You're confusing people.
It's me
rhyming.
My rhymes made somebody do that.
Yes.
Well, I understand that my rhymes are so good,
powerful,
and so powerful that they can mess with your brain mojo. That is true. I don't know if they end up well, but I'm happy that they even had a minute of happiness. Like, can we give them a minute? Like,
I
want lasagna. Can you stay alive for a minute?
I wanted them to have a longer minute. Is all. I wanted this engagement to be like...
Keelan had blood all over her.
Yeah, it should have been like... I guess they're going to get a wedding episode, but it just felt like the engagement, because we know things are going to go wrong at this wedding. So I wanted the engagement to be like, it's big episode, you know, the center, the focus of the episode being the engagement.
Yeah, I get that.
It is interesting to think about all the weddings we've seen in this universe, and the ones that stick out, somebody dies.
That's
all the time.
That's true. But in most good shows, that's the case. Nobody can really be happy.
No one should get married.
We have not long to love. Didn't you know that with the title of the episode?
Even if you're an original vampire.
Yeah, even if.
Even if you have forever, you don't really.
Does anybody have any thoughts about Lasagna dying?
I think that it's sad because I was interested to see where they were taking her character. Because we've seen her kind of be the unofficial leader of the werewolves down at the creek and stuff, and then her conversation with Keelan about
her mom
and having
a queen
and the parade and everything. It was very touching, and then I was like, well, clearly something's about to go
wrong. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's the most airtime she's ever gotten. She's gonna die.
Remembering this, was she the witch was it Henry at the beginning of the season that was trying to save him? Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the guy that ended up getting hung from the rafters?
Yes, and remember she was with Marcel, and they were trying to decide who he should go with, because now he's a hybrid.
Yeah,
and
she was Ivy was helping them too, but yes.
Yeah.
She was kind of like his unofficial guardian.
She's been in the background for a lot of this season.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about lasagna so much on this show.
Mm-hmm. I'm just hungry.
Yeah, me too. Some pasta marinara, maybe some meatballs.
Yeah, let's stop talking. I'm hungry now,
too. Yeah, I'm going to hear that stomach growling situation. Let's talk about my least favorite person on the show right now. Somebody I want to just take an axe to and chop off his pinky toe, because I feel like that would make him walk all funny, and he deserves that. Emmett. Emmett the frat boy. Emmett the guy who seemingly should have no issues. Why does he have a problem with Vincent? Why is he going after Ivy? Why does he want to make this faction-centric town and send all the wolves back to the bayou? Who pissed in your cereal?
Well, he is... You did?
Klaus, probably.
Just so
all roads lead
him.
To Klaus Mikkelsen.
I know.
I mean, we don't know much about him, but he was one of Greta's disciples.
But Greta, I still don't understand your life, because yes, I get you were a Nazi, and yes, you saw somebody die on your doorstep, but like... don't be a bad person because it's not nice.
Usually Nazis are like bad.
Yeah,
people.
Most of the time. But why is Emmett? What is his personal connection? He just was recruited by Greta?
That's what I would like to explore and actually find out, because the whole time this is happening, my thought process is just, why New Orleans? Why can't you go somewhere else? Because clearly you guys weren't living here 7 years ago,
right,
when everything was happening. You weren't living here when Marcel was really ruling things before the originals got there. You guys just got here in the last 7 years. So why come here and change things? Why not go somewhere, anywhere else? Go to Atlanta. Well, they always seem
could
to
they
be.
Could they have been there?
Technically, he's probably in Atlanta while they're
But you know, Atlanta just always seems to be the other like location of a lot of sci-fi, supernatural, or like world-ending type of things going down. Go to Atlanta, bug them for a minute.
I mean,
leave
this
New Orleans alone.
This is probably not what happened, but I was thinking possibly him and his people were coffined for a really, really long time.
So they were daggered and put in the coffin?
Yeah, and they were there before Marcel and the Michelsons.
No way!
Yeah, no,
it would have to be so long ago.
For them to just be content with being here, because there are other werewolves, other places where vampires are probably getting along with them. There might not be so many hybrids other places, but there's other places where they could go make a hoot.
It's so unnecessary.
It's unnecessary for them to be here specifically, so Klaus must have done something.
Right.
That is why they are so focused, even after Greta being
gone,
because we know why Greta wanted Klaus.
Right. That made sense.
That made sense.
I just want to look at him and say, chill, bro. Chill.
Yeah.
Like, be more chill. Have more chill.
Do you know who they are?
Why are you doing this? And he's good at it, too, which pisses me off even more.
He has a witch on his side. That's why.
Yeah.
He probably isn't even doing that much of the work. It's the witch.
True. My favorite part of this storyline, however, is the fact that we do see, and this is a lesson that I like to learn in life, that Marcel is able to change his mind. And 7 years ago, he had similar ideals to Emmett. We need to separate. We need to keep these people here. And the vampires aren't number one priority. And we see Josh look at him and say, it's not the right way. It's not what we should do. And to watch Marcel from season one of this show to season five of this show, which I believe is 10 years later, maybe 11 years later.
Oh, wait. Well, we did a
time
jump. You did a 5 year and then we did a 7 year, right?
I don't remember.
So maybe like 15
years. Yeah. So it's definitely a bunch of years later. But to see Marcel, who is very old, still be capable of changing his mind, it's important to remember in life. You don't need to just always double down. You can change your mind if you were wrong.
Yeah.
So I like that Josh was able to get to him, because we see that Josh doesn't have that much power usually, but he was able to, whatever he said, helped Marcel realize that he was wrong.
Yeah.
And we've got to change our ways. And it's also nice to see Marcel and Vincent team up on this show for once. Two of our previous guests of our Originals After show. So we always like the team up of Charles and Yusuf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often. What did you think about when Vincent was originally talking to Ivy and he was kind of like, this isn't really our thing to get involved. Why do we have to pick sides? Were you annoyed with him, or did you kind of understand where he was coming from?
I understood where he was coming from, because if you see two things colliding and you know that it's going to be death and destruction, I think that the initial reaction is to try to stay out of it because, hey, it's not my fight. But I think that Ivy is correct in saying, well, it's not our fight yet.
Well, because it's like the poem, first they came for whatever that is.
Exactly. So yeah. I think that, you know, I would have the initial instinct to protect myself. It's not my problem. I'm going to stay out of it. My name's Bennett. I ain't in it, you know?
I'm sorry. One more time?
My name's Bennett. I ain't in it.
Bennett? Like the Bennett wish?
Well, actually, it's just the same. My mom used to say all the time.
My name's Bennett. I ain't in it?
Yeah, because it
rhymes.
What's
Bennett?
It just rhymed.
But whose name is Bennett?
I don't know. My mom just used to say this when I was growing up.
And you never said, who's Bennett?
No.
Do you think it was Bonnie?
As a black child, I didn't question my mother. Because, you know, that's when something else would happen. You don't question moms. You just go with it.
I definitely... Why? Why? Because I said so. Why?
I also think that Vincent, it's just kind of been too much. And he finally found someone he thinks that he could really be happy with. And he probably just wants to be like, let's get the hell out of here.
You mean somebody whose goal isn't to kill children?
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
So I thought that Vincent and Ivy were just going to be endgame. And that was going to be the way the cookie crumbled.
Finally get a kiss, and then...
Yeah, our boy finally getting some action, and then, yo, Ivy be dead. She was foaming.
But yeah. Then...
Foaming, Roman, Doman, Showman.
But, okay, so here's where I got a little confused through the episode, because I kind of was zoning in and out, because it... was kind of boring me a little bit, as I said earlier.
The only bored people are boring people. My mom said that, and I understood it and didn't have boring? To ask questions.
Who's boring? What's a bore? Anyways, so Vincent chooses our side, but Ivy had chosen the other side?
No.
Okay.
So Vincent and Ivy had chosen the same side. Ivy was there, and Emmett was saying, you chose the wrong side. Because if you had chosen the other side, I wouldn't kill your girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what he...
It was confusing as all hell.
Yeah, because then they were there chanting and the other people weren't really there. We were
like, why would Ivy choose the other side?
Yeah, I was like, Ivy, man, you a cold-hearted bee. You just kissed him, sent him off to his death layer.
Yeah,
because I thought Vincent was about to die in that moment. And
no, and that's why he killed him. Plot twist. Yeah, another thing that... this goes back to last week, but I don't know, Sam, if you were confused on this as well. But it kind of keeps happening to us this season where... one of us will misread something. T, you helped me last week because I completely misread a situation where I was like, yeah, I can't believe Klaus doesn't care that much that Hope's going to die. And you were like, why is Hope going to die? And I was like, the firstborn child. And she was like, no, the firstborn children, like the originals, are going to die. I thought they were saying the firstborn child of every family. And so I was just dead wrong. But, like, there's so much stuff going on in the show. That's why we have an after show for it, so that I can call myself out on looking like an idiot. But also because there's so much to unpack that, like, sometimes you miss things.
I think you were getting too biblical with it.
Yeah. I thought the firstborn child meant that everybody's firstborn child was going to die.
Oh, that's this week? No, I thought you said there was something this week.
Well, this week was Tiana thinking that Ivy had picked the other side.
Oh.
Based on the terminology. So I'm just saying, I totally feel you, T, because we are super fans of the show. We watch it. We, like, love it so much.
You miss one word sometimes. And
or even you just interpret it differently. Yeah. There's a lot going on. So I like when we bring things up that we're questioning, because I'm sure some of you guys out there, unless you're just so much smarter than us, which is probably the case, are questioning it too. So ever if you have any questions, don't forget to ask us below, and we can always answer them the next week. Actually, we can't always answer them, because if we don't have the answers, but we can always try.
Yeah, we'll try.
Do or do not, there is no try. Name that character. Can you guys name it? 3, 2, 1.
Your mom.
One.
Yoda.
Marissa! Yes, in the booth with the big steals today for Harry Potter and Yoda. You are our ultimate nerd. I love that. So all the other witches that were with Ivy, this was a Sam question. We don't know.
Yeah.
Them.
Well, you know, I was just looked. It was very quick, and I was alarmed. I'm like, oh, are these any of? Do we know these people? Who are these people?
I think they're just Ivy's friends. And was they all dead?
Are those all the witches we had left, or are there more? Was that just the head of each of the covens that's left?
What I felt good about, though, was the fact that had Lasagna not already died, she would have died then. So it was like the guy
she wouldn't have been with the witches.
I feel like she would have.
She's a werewolf.
Oh, but her and Ivy are BFF.
Yeah, but she wouldn't have been at a witches only event.
How do you know it was witches only?
Because they were all chanting. Witches.
All right,
and they were at the cemetery.
Well, I was just feeling better about something, but you made me feel worse.
This will make you feel better. Okay. MJ hashtag PG and chill said, oh, I thought it was the firstborn of everyone also, hashtag Prince of Egypt.
Yes. That's
you're
what
not alone in your thinking there.
Thank you. Yeah, I was so confused why everybody was chill with them being in the same room and Hope just, like, dying, though. So, is there any chance that Ivy's still alive after the foam situation?
I need foam at the mouth.
I mean, that was pretty violent, but...
Do you guys see what I wrote on the board instead of Ivy's dead? For you guys at home who don't know, we break down this episode on the board, and I just drew... that emoji with the X's in its eyes. Like, no comeback from that.
Question. I mean, not that it matters, but if a vampire was with Vincent, could blood have saved her and everyone else? Or, like, is poison poison?
Well, how do we know she didn't have any blood in her system? If I were in this world, every day that I woke up, I would drink blood of a vampire.
But, yeah, if you're a witch, I don't think you necessarily want to be a vampire.
Well, as our resident witch, how would you feel?
I feel like witches don't necessarily want to become vampires
just
to extend their life.
Well, but if it's either that or death, even if you're dying, like, young and tragically, wouldn't you kind of want to...
No, because she died doing what she believed in.
Oh, which was chanting?
Choosing the right side of the problem, Roxy.
You didn't even know it was the right side until I told you, Tiana. Don't throw that at me. All right, let's get to our special segment, our fiercest moment of the week, where we talk about the moment that was fiercest. You guys, this is a great time to join the conversation. If you're on iTunes, leave a comment. What moment did you think was fiercest? Or if on YouTube, leave a comment there, or you can tweet at us always at AfterBuzzTV. All right, guys, I'm starting with T because she was really breaking it down. Sam, you had the moves too, but T's hands were in the air, so it felt like I needed to call.
Oh, that was my afro.
Oh. With your hands, with your afro, like you just don't care?
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
So I decided to give my fiercest moment to Ivy, RIP girl, for, you know, finally stepping it up and going in for that kiss with Vincent.
That is fierce.
Yeah.
A kiss can be fierce.
And she, like, you know, she talked her man down, and, you know, there was that first moment when he was scared that she had died in the explosion, and he's like, Ivy, Ivy, and, like, holds her, and then the kiss, and RIP, girl.
All right, Sam, what do you got?
I'm sorry, you guys, but,
You're giving it to him?
No.
Oh.
I'm giving it to Hope for doing that to Elijah.
Oh.
What's it called? The...
Septum serum?
That was the rudest moment.
Like, so rude.
I thought, you know what? Good for you, Hope.
I thought you were going to say when you said sorry what my fiercest moment was, and I am sorry in advance. My fiercest moment is Emmett standing in front of an army of projected people then having them go away. That's fierce. He showed them, and then murdering the loved ones after he told Vincent what he was going to do, and he did it in front of his eyes to a witch, and the witch couldn't stop him. That's fierce.
That is.
And I hate you, frat boy. I'll never forgive you.
Couple fiercest moments from the chat.
Love it. Give it to us.
Dylan Zanelli, fiercest moment was when all the vampires just disappeared.
Yeah.
Nika O says, fiercest moment, Hope tearing Elijah to shreds. Just like Sam said. That's
what's wrong
surprising.
With you guys?
And Glow Loves Jumo says, same, Sam. So... apparently, there's some really dark, twisted minds in our chat, too.
I'm surprised nobody said Fierce's moment was the proposal. But that's because, like we talked about, that moment kind of
underwhelming.
Came and went.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, this one goes, Ilmerence. The Fierce's moment goes to Vincent clowning the hell out of Emmett.
I wish it was fiercer, but Emmett was fiercer. Thanks, Marissa, with that Queen Beyonce. We needed that. Let's get to... some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Guys, this just in.
Ooh.
Charmed Original on Twitter DM'd me during the show.
I love a good DM.
I love a good
Slide
DM,
in.
Too.
Wow. Don't actually do that. I feel like I just asked for it. It was just a comment. T, take it away. G, stop. Oh, gosh.
Well, she sent me the official Legacies press release that has been put out there. So I'm going to read you guys this.
Okay.
For the last decade, the iconic heroes and villains of The Vampire Diaries and the originals have captivated audiences worldwide. They left an enduring legacy of love and family in their wake, which continues in Legacies, a thrilling new drama that tells the story of the next generation of supernatural beings at the Salvatore School for the Young and Gifted. It's here that Klaus Michelson's daughter, 17-year-old Hope Michelson, Alaric Saltzman's twins, Lizzie and Josie Saltzman, and other young adults, including political scion MG and the mysterious Landon Kirby, come of age in the most unconventional way possible, nurtured to be their best selves in spite of their worst impulses. Will these young witches, vampires, and werewolves become the heroes they want to be or the villains they were born to be as they fight to protect their secret town? Their secret, their town of Mystic Falls, and eventually the world, they will have to rely on ancient folklore and tales to learn how to battle their far-reaching enemies.
Wow. Why do you guys think they call Hope Michael, they call him Klaus Michelson's daughter instead of Anne Haley's?
Because, I mean, he's the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was... just as heavily featured on...
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's just a more of a...
Well, the reason
Klaus.
I'm asking is I'm reading into it. Maybe that means Klaus makes it out alive. Because
possibly
if it's Klaus's daughter and Klaus makes appearances, it makes sense to say Klaus. But if it...
But it's also the whole reason she hid her identity at the school on this show is because being an original's daughter was what put a target on her back.
Yeah, that's true.
And because Haley's nice and loving.
I hope it's my thing where he's alive. Just let me have it.
I'm going to... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shake you down.
I just need to say how excited I am that this new show is like Mystic Falls, Salvatore, all of my favorite words. It's happening again.
Mystic Falls and Salvatore, my favorite words.
You know when you go in for job interviews and not an application, what's your favorite word? People Mystic like try Falls. To think.
Mystic Falls.
Salvatore. I'm sorry. It's a name. Yes, it's my favorite. It's
They're
my favorite
super high.
Yeah. Let me ask you about it. Why do you want this job? Salvatore?
Salvatore.
Yes.
Okay, hire this one.
And jumping off the Legacies train, Julie Pleck actually posted on her Instagram that the CW Legacies official Instagram account is up and running. She said, I'm following at CW Legacies, are you? And that site already has 116,000 followers.
That's insane.
For the official Instagram, and they've posted three things. Well, I mean, I have a lot more posts than that and a lot less followers.
I have as many followers.
There's another Instagram.
Thanks, Roxy.
It was a lie. I just made it up. Anybody who's on YouTube who didn't feel like going the extra mile to check maybe would have believed me until you laughed at me. Gosh, too.
Well, there's another Legacies Instagram, and I thought it was the official one. I've been following it. It's not, but it's really fun to look at. It's Legacies Official.
How many followers on this one?
97,000 followers.
Wow.
And they were putting things up there that got me really excited, saying that Zach from the
Matt.
Yeah, Matt from the Vampire Diaries will be playing what could be Sheriff Matt Donovan. And I freaked out, texted them. I don't think it's true because since then they've basically tried to insert every character from the Vampire Diaries into this new show, Legacies, which obviously you guys know I would be thrilled about.
But Matt's eyes are super blue, so he's going to be there.
Yeah, so... But if you want some probably fun fake news, and maybe they'll start having real news. Who knows? They have a lot of followers.
Well, hey. Sam, you can find out on October 25th if it's going to happen or not.
Whoa.
Did we not talk about that already?
No, it's just so crazy soon.
Yeah.
I think that what the important part about our news and gossip segment is to remember that's news and gossip. So that is
gossip,
which is why it fits here. But now it is time to get to some predictions.
And now... Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we all watched this on CW online, which means that I didn't see the previews for next week. And also, I try to avoid them because I like to not be spoiled for the next week at all. Did you guys catch those by any chance, though, for the next week?
I did.
I watched online.
So we're just using all of our beautiful brains to figure out what we think is going to happen or what we want to see happen. Sam, any thoughts on next episode or... the final four episodes of the show.
Okay, so I'm thinking next episode we could see Josh go. And I think every episode after that, it's going to kind of continue to be like another character we love dies. I could see the whole thing ending with Klaus or another Michelson essentially taking the hollow in them and then having them die and sacrificing themselves.
If that's the case, it's got to be Elijah. He feels so bad about what he did that Elijah takes the hollow in him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I could see that happening.
Elijah takes the hollow, but then plot twist, Klaus comes at the last second and saves Elijah, leaving him to be alive, a la Vampire Diaries finale. Spoiler alert.
Possibly, and that could happen, but I really feel like we're going to have Klaus alive going into Legacies. I don't think we're orphaning her. I just don't. Sam, sorry, I cut off your prediction to interject.
No, that's pretty much it. I think that someone's going to have to take it from her. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure if that person dies and the hollow disappears, I don't know the exact rules.
All right, T, what do you think?
I'm sticking by my prediction from last week. I do think that we're orphaning her and that she'll be stuck with Elijah as, like, her sole family member alive still. I think that would be just
no Freya, no Cole.
I mean, maybe them distantly, but
no
Elijah being the one right there with her in the day to day.
No,
okay.
I mean, they did say Rebecca's coming back.
Yeah,
they mentioned Rebecca tonight and that she's tying up loose ends. So I think she's coming back today. Mm-hmm. And then I just have to say, Charmed Original said in the chat for Sam, Julie Pleck has been talking about Matt being in Legacies, so Maybe your fake account is Julie Plec. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be cool.
A lot of followers to be too fake. Yeah.
And then a couple of the predictions I've seen in the chat throughout the day. Millie George, I think Vincent will get the hollow out of hope in the end. So maybe Vincent ends up sacrificing himself. He lost Ivy at this point.
Yeah, nothing else to lose.
Nicholas
sad.
Kelly with an insane prediction here.
Love me some Nicholas Kelly.
I personally think that Hope will follow in the Michelson tradition by killing both their parents. And since it's basically leaving Elijah on cleanup duty, so Klaus and very possibly Elijah too. She's going to kill, like, everyone.
Well, going off that prediction, I do feel like Hope is going to kill somebody because I think she's going to be a wolf going into Legacies. I don't know who, though. And to unleash your wolfy self, does that thing you have to kill have to be human, or could that thing be vampire?
I think human.
I don't think it matters. I think death is death, right?
I don't
know. Like, a murder is a murder.
Yeah, but a vampire's already dead. So,
loophole.
But it's still living.
But it's the undead. This is a constant dilemma. You guys let us know in the comments. And also, thank you so much. You don't give me credit enough.
I don't.
Tweet at me if you agree, disagree, or have any answers to the things that we just can't figure out. I'm at Roxy Stryer. Sam, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, SamD43, and at SamDavidsonEntertainment.com.
T, what are you trying to whisper to me?
Are we going to say the thing about... We're off for a couple weeks?
We're off for a couple weeks, but then when we come back...
Yeah, are we going to say that, or are we going to hold it?
About when we're coming back, or who we're coming back with?
Who we're coming back with.
I think we got to tell them.
I think we should tell them, too.
We're coming back with... Steven Kruger, our favorite Josh. And that means that he's at least alive in that episode. Yeah.
But it could lead to his death. We don't know.
Yeah.
But you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you to everyone who was in the YouTube live chat with me today. You guys are the kind of special that I just love.
We'll probably be moving for the last 4 episodes our showtime, so make sure that you keep checking in with our Twitters because we will tweet about that. Also, as I already said, at AfterBuzzTV on YouTube, on iTunes, wherever you are. Leave that 5-star, that thumbs up, write a comment. We read everywhere you guys have to say because we love you so much. So we'll see you in 3 weeks. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.